Future Media and UN Namibia support the fight against COVID-19. This interview is with a medical expert on some of the most common questions about COVID-19 and vaccines. This is Christine Fenter for Future Media, and I'm speaking to Dr. Willie Brouwer, pulmonologist practicing in Windhoek. You would have seen him very recently speaking to the First Lady of Namibia, Mrs. Monica Geingos, also related to the COVID-19 pandemic. And today we also want to tackle some misinformation, get the right information. But before we do, Dr. Brouwer, thank you firstly very much for taking the time. I know that you guys have been absolutely overwhelmed in the last 18 months. And when this pandemic started, and this is kind of where I just want to quickly go back to, when it just started, you actually had an interview on Future Media about COVID-19. And a year and a half ago, this was a very unknown situation for everyone. There were so many unknowns. What would you say has been the biggest lesson for you in this time?
Thanks for inviting me again. I do appreciate the opportunity. Personally, for me, it was a massive learning curve the last 18 months or year and a bit. Learning things that we're used to do in ICU doesn't work in this disease, and we had to change our approach a lot, and learning how to manage an entity or a disease which we really did not have all the information about, did not have all the knowledge and the experience with. So it was a very, very steep learning curve. And then on a personal level, or it's also been a difficult time. I mean, we've been confronted with a disease that affects so many people. I told a colleague of mine the other day, I've been working in medicine for more than 20 years now, and never have I done a ward round where every single patient has the same diagnosis. That's a new place for us as well to be in. I mean, it's a difficult time. We confronted with a lot of mortality and morbidity, which is not a thing that us as healthcare professionals like being confronted with. But I think in the end, we also see the light. I mean, we see the success stories, the people who were really, really sick and who managed to get through this and get better. And I think those are the positives that we have also learned from this disease.
So I want to tackle the big concern for Namibians, and I think everywhere around the world, the new Delta variant. One thing that people seem particularly concerned about is the fact that it's being described as airborne, but that doesn't have the same scientific meaning as what we commonly use it as. So in the case of viruses like COVID and the Delta variant, what does airborne actually mean?
I think it's important to understand that the Delta variant is not different from the other coronaviruses in the way it spreads. Now, airborne, I think traditionally people think that it gets spread through the air, but it's not like in this specific case it will fly from one person to another person sort of over a long distance. That's why we do get spread. We do get droplet spread that spreads through the air, but it's not infinite. There's a limit to the distance that this virus can travel in the form that it is, in the droplet form that's spreading it. So it's not like the virus has the ability to now suddenly fly through the air and grab onto people. What we've learned from the start now is basically if you social distance within, say, 2 meters, you're pretty much safe from this variant or the other variants of COVID that we have so far.
Can you kind of make an analogy of these little dust particles that when the light hits just right, you see them kind of floating in the air? Can we rightly say that it's something like that, where it will settle somewhere? It won't
keep hanging around. Yes, exactly. So somebody will cough or even just speak, and there's minute droplets of saliva or cough droplets or whatever that goes into the air, and then they hang around. And exactly in a few minutes, they will settle on the surrounding area. And that's then where the contact spread comes from. Because if you then, say, for instance, touch the same surface, you can get those particles on your hands. And that's pretty much the spread.
I don't think I've ever been so scared to touch anything in my entire life. Or so conscious of what I'm touching.
Exactly. I always have had a bit of a laugh because some of our patients are obsessive compulsive disorder patients. They didn't like touching anything. And now pretty much most of the world is like that. We all became hypersensitive about what we touch and hand hygiene, etc., which is a good thing, I suppose.
This interview is part of the Future Media and UN Namibia COVID-19 awareness campaign. To listen to all the interviews and content we've done, visit the podcast page on futuremedia.com.na.